consideration, of course, to follow up. And feel free to, you know, ask any further questions, okay, Fret?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Fret. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, so I take care of the pricing and details for your area. I'm just actually pulling up some notes. Did you happen to have any questions for me as far as, like, the programming or how it works?
I mean, I don't know anything, so.
Okay. Well, let me start from the beginning then. Okay.
Right.
So our company, Local Splash, is basically a Google channel partner. So what we do is we assist with businesses like yourself with having that placement on the first page. Being a Google channel partner, our guidelines from Google is we can work with one business per industry per area, and that is to just ensure that the company we're working with would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense a little bit so far?
Yes.
Okay. If I could ask you, what type of marketing are you currently doing now that is generating more business for you?
Facebook.
Good.
Facebook's been working, and basically word of mouth.
Okay.
Because I've made a lot of contacts over the years.
Right.
Doing this. So.
Okay. And when you're saying Facebook, is that like Facebook advertising, or are you talking about like Facebook Marketplace?
Advertising. I do have a little ad on Marketplace, but it's, I mean, I get a couple calls, but people probably, their expectations are, as far as prices, are way low from that.
Oh, okay. So you're more of like, you're looking for the quality type of client that's not afraid to pay what prices are worth.
Absolutely, because I'm an elite. My skill sets are elite. Speed, I get in and out, and I give them what they want. So.
And that's what people want.
I've been doing million-dollar houses, and like we do million-dollar homes and stuff.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Yeah. I mean, I was actually looking at some reviews. In fact, I'm actually looking at your Facebook page. Wow.
Yeah.
Really good work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever considered, you know, first page placement?
I have been. Yes, I've just been super busy.
Okay.
Your guy, the other guy, what's his name? Tony's calling me again.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me look. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could tell if he's calling. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I know what it is.
Hmm.
It looks like he was trying to transfer you to John, and for some reason it got routed to me. Hold on.
Okay.
Bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. I love the feet,
by
the way.
Yeah, I drew it. I drew it by hand.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you licensed and insured, or are you in the process?
I'm insured. You don't need a license in Michigan.
Yeah, I figured that. My godfather lives out there.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah, they stopped that a while ago, and it's unnecessary. But I'm fully insured and bonded.
Okay.
I have like $5,000 bonding insurance on top of my liability.
Oh, good, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically what's held you back from getting on Google, you know, I mean, it's something you've thought about, but just you haven't gotten to that point or to be able to get there because of the
it's
fact
just
that it's
a
super busy.
Time thing. Yeah, it's just been a time thing, and I just did a bunch of homes in a single cul-de-sac that's been one after another, but, like, I'm coming to the end of this word-of-mouth run, so I need to kind of get out there in other ways now.
Okay. Okay, so you're running your own Facebook ads, so you're good on that. Let me see here. But you do have a Google Business profile page, and it's got six reviews on there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it now.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what I would offer you, Fred, is our Google Guaranteed program. Are you familiar with Google Guaranteed local service ads on Google? They're the ones that you see at the very top, and they have this check mark that says sponsored Google Guaranteed. Does it sound familiar?
Okay.
A little bit?
No, but
okay.
Just explain it to me.
So basically, Google Guaranteed is a program where you pay per lead, but the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call, and you don't share it with anyone. Okay? It's only being sent to you. But the requirements is that they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews. Okay? They want to run a background check, so they're going to only go back the last 7 years. They just want to make sure you don't have felonies. Okay? They're not looking at your credit or anything like that. All right? Now, for the painter category, well, I mean, I say that because I had one guy say, they're not going to look up my credit, are they? And I said, no, they're looking for felonies.
So I'll tell you this. I do probably have a warrant out for a driving ticket that I just haven't had time to go to court. Should I do that first? Because I can go to court next week and pay it. It's nothing serious.
Well, this isn't anything serious either. It would be considered like a misdemeanor, right? And besides that, if that were to come up, they would just want an explanation. You're just like, oh, it's a ticket that I'm going to go pay. You see what I'm saying?
One of them's a ticket, and then another, like, I don't know what the other one is, really. It's been so long. I've just been trying to get this thing going, and it's been my only concern.
Yeah, so basically what it
is. There's no felony. I know that for sure.
Oh, well, then you're good. Yeah, then don't even worry about it. And they want you to have $100,000 general liability insurance, okay?
I got $1 million.
Oh, well, then you're perfect.
Yeah.
All right, excuse me.
And my insurance is paid up for the year, so.
Oh, well, lucky you. I try to do that, but, man, sometimes I'm like, I'll pay it in 2 payments. So basically,
it's just easier for me because you'll end up forgetting and then have issues.
I know. I hear you. I'm the same way. In some instances, you know, besides I get like a little more of a discount when I pay up front, right? So basically, one-time $250 application fee. Now we send you the application and you fill it out. You submit it, we push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, to get approved, I will tell you this, Brett, it could take anywhere between 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you respond to the background check.
So let me ask you this. That's fine.
Okay.
So if I pay that now and it comes back and I got an issue with the open, it might be 2 warrants for 2 different cities, but they were driving on suspended. I just got to go pay them and I'll have my license back. It's nothing crazy. Do you think, because I don't want to waste the money and have to do it again when I can just wait a week and go to court, you know that?
Even if we set you up today, let me tell you how it would happen, right? You're going to fill out the application and submit it, right? I could push it out for your client interview to be scheduled on Thursday. Pretty much your background check probably wouldn't be done until the following week. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because that would give me time. Well, one of them is going to be scheduled out probably like 3 weeks, though. But the other one I could go and just drop in and clear it and pay it.
I'll tell you this.
The other one I have to see a judge.
They're not looking for DUIs, and they're not looking for misdemeanors. They are looking for straight felonies. They're looking for someone who was a sex
offender. Okay, I just want to be sure. Yeah. No.
And that's why I'm
absolutely not.
If you murdered somebody, if you were selling drugs, okay, that's a felony. If you're a sex
offender, I've been able to work in schools and everything.
Oh, well, then you're good.
I've had background checks because I was a foreman at a paint company before, and they ran it, and I was able to work in schools and everything. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then you're fine.
With warrants because it's just driving stuff. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah. It's just, look, I've had it before where a warrant was out for me because I forgot to pay a ticket.
That's what I'm saying. I just haven't had time to go deal with it. Like, one of the cities I went there had the money, and they kept rescheduling it. And I'm like, I just want to pay it. Like, they was making it hard. I was like, I have the money now. They're like, we're going to reschedule it for a month from now. I got busy, forgot about it. And then, it's crazy. Let me pay it and be done with it. Like, I'll pay double. Just stop this nonsense.
Yeah.
You know?
So basically,
it's just like, golly.
Yeah, I even clarified it with my top manager for the Google Guaranteed, and I said, listen, he's got two warrants of unpaid mm-hmm. driving violation. Is that a problem? She said, no. They want felonies.
Because I have them paid here. I'm getting ready to pay them as soon as I finish this last job. I'm going to schedule them and get it taken
care. Then you're perfect.
Here.
Then you're fine. So basically,
I just haven't had the time, but I'm
like
getting ready.
Like I said, it'll take 4 to 8 weeks to get approved from Google. Once you're approved, we're going to call you to inform you that you've been approved
mm-hmm.
and to activate your leads within 3 days. Unless if you tell us, no, I need you to activate them next month or activate them now. Okay? So for the painter,
right.
The minimum monthly budget you're looking at is $716, and that's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. Basically, your leads, Fred, are $54.67. But the kicker on it is if someone called you to remove a tree that is outside of your services, Google's going to credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. If someone called you to solicitate you.
It's only going to be for painting services.
Only for painting, right. Interior painting, exterior painting, if you do wallpaper removal, I've seen some where I know you do drywall too. Is painting your primary focus?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Painting is my primary focus, but if there is drywall repair to be done plus painting is like when I'll do it. Or like exterior work, if they need some siding replaced and painting, I'll do that. You know what I mean?
But you would want to promote the painting, and if they got some of that other work to do, then you're cool with it, right? Is what you're saying.
Yeah, sure. Painting is what I do.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, so I mean, like, hey, if someone was like, hey, can you go ahead and can you, like, repair this drywall? Then you're like, yeah, sure, I can do that. You know? Good. So basically, if they call you outside of your service area, and as long as you don't accept the job, it's an unqualified lead, they credit it back. If they called you to solicitate you or to see your hiring, because, see, what happens mm-hmm. is you got this budget, right, of $716. When a call comes in, it's going to deduct $54.76. But if that mm-hmm. lead that they deducted was someone calling to see if you're hiring, they credit it right back, okay, to your deposit account with us.
How do they know that? Because
they assign... I'm going to tell you what's a qualified lead, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then I'll tell you how they know.
Okay.
A qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, that's a qualified lead. You will be given a special tracking number from Google that is linked to your phone, and that tracking number is going to mm-hmm. record the calls, okay? Google's going to know what's qualified and what's not. So if one slipped through the cracks, okay, then what happens is we dispute it with Google to get it credited back to you because we're managing this for you, okay? So we're keeping an eye on it. Now, mm-hmm. if you only got one lead in the month, what is left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month. So what that means, Brett, is the following month you're not going to pay $716 again, okay? What you're going to pay is $54.67 because you're paying for the lead that you got the month before because the rest of it rolls over. We always want you to have the $716 budget in your account every month. If you're going on vacation or let's say you're bombarded with work, you need to shut off the leads, you call us and we shut them off. We don't turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on, okay? So you can shut them off and on as you need to, all right? And Google Guaranteed, mm-hmm. let me tell you, it's the first ones that you'll see at the top of the page, okay? People click on those and call those businesses because they'll see that you passed a background check, that you have insurance, and they know that you met Google's requirements. So Google will also put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. So it's almost as if Google guarantees your work, and that's why it's called Google Guaranteed. Okay? Does that make sense now?
Perfect.
Okay.
It does.
Now, Fred, you know, the reviews that you currently have on your Google Business Profile, those same reviews will also show up on your Google Guaranteed as well. Even though they're two separate programs, but they'll
okay.
also appear there. You don't have a website, do you?
I don't, but I can build one when I, like, once I'm finished with this run I'm doing, this busy run, I'm going to get one going.
Well,
I can do it myself.
You know,
I'm good with this computer. Yes.
I was going to say, because I can include a website for you, and it wouldn't be an additional cost. I would include it for you so that you have a website, okay? And we would manage that website.
So for free?
Yeah, we'll include
it. For free,
it.
Or that's
now
included in the $750 a month?
Oh, no. I would make sure that you have a website, so this way you have something attached to that
mm-hmm.
profile. So our programs are month to month,
mm-hmm.
right? We always ask you at least stick it out 2 months. You
right.
know what I mean? But like, let's say you
okay.
were to cancel our services 6 months down the road, then you have the option to either buy out the domain from us for $99. The domain is yours, but you would have to recreate the website, right? Or you could pay $49 a month and we continue to host and maintain the website for you and optimize it. Or you could just say, I don't
how
even
much?
Want the website.
Say that again.
$49 a month or it's
right.
$99 to buy out the.
Oh, okay.
$49 a month.
That's not really that
for
bad.
Us to continue to maintain and host the website. Or you could choose to just want the domain.
If I decide to.
Yeah, if you
that's,
were to cancel.
Oh, that's if I decide to leave and this isn't
oh,
working.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why I want to be
okay,
up front
so
with
what
you.
So, Yeah, that's fine. We can discuss that when we get to it. But
when that time ever comes. Yeah.
So yeah, we could do the web. Yes, yeah, right. But I would like you to do the website if it's not going to cost me nothing like crazy up front. Only if I cancel. You're saying right?
Yeah. The only thing you
yeah,
would
so
have
that's
to pay
fine.
Today,
so let's friend, do that.
Yeah, the only thing you'd be paying today is just the $250. So we can go ahead and send you the application.
Correct.
Get everything set up on our end. Schedule your client interview on Monday. The technician will be talking to you about the website, where to send photos and so forth. Yeah, and then we start getting you through the process.
Can you schedule that for Tuesday?
To set it all up for Tuesday.
Can you schedule that meeting, the phone meeting for Tuesday?
With
please, because I'm finishing a big job.
Yeah, whatever works for you.
Yeah,
if you want
please.
The client interview on Tuesday. So, Fred, the best email for you
yeah.
I did see is Phoenix, and that's with two E's, NIXcodings@gmail.com, right?
Yep.
Okay. I just sent you an email with everything about the Google Guaranteed, what the cost per lead is, and so forth, okay? Now, this number that
okay,
we're
okay, now let me ask
on,
you this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Real quick, so once that all comes back, then am I paying the $700, whatever it is, on a monthly basis, or do you need it at 5 months for you?
No. So the way it would work is this. Let's say you got approved today, right? I'm just giving you an example.
Right.
We're going to call you. We're going to say, hey, Fred, you've been approved. We're going to activate your leads in 3 days. Okay, that means in 3 days, we're going to
okay.
charge you the $716. Unless if you say, actually, you know what? Activate them now, okay? Or you might say, can you
mm-hmm.
activate them? Call me next month. Call me September 1st about activating
mm-hmm.
them then. Okay, so we'll call you September 1st.
I would
we're
just
not
go
charging
with
you
it
for
as
leads.
Soon as...
Yeah.
Right.
So if
I,
you
as soon as it would be available,
now,
I would just pay.
Yeah, if you say activate
right.
them now, then we're going to charge you right then and there, the $716. To activate
okay.
them now...
Right. Okay.
If in the first month,
yeah.
remember, if in the first month you only got one lead, then what's left over rolls over, so you know the following month you're not paying $716 again.
You're not paying.
Right. What
right,
you're
right.
going to pay is for the lead that you got the month before, $54.76. Okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
that's,
Fred,
that seems fair.
How do you spell your name? It's just for the account purpose here with me.
My last, first, all of it.
Your first name first.
My first, last name. Fred, F-R-E-D.
Uh-huh.
McClelland, M-C-L-E-L-L-A-N-D.
Okay. M is capitalized in the first L, right?
Yes. Little C, capital L, the rest is lowercase.
And then E-L-L-A-N-D. Got it. Okay. And the best number for us to always contact you on is this number, correct? The 313-957-9970. Okay.
Correct. All right.
All righty. Let me see here. Okay. I keep getting this asthma cough, and it's like driving me crazy. Because then it starts and it doesn't stop. Okay. Business name is Phoenix Coatings and Maintenance with the ampersand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
And I have an address showing 328 Richer Street, and that's River Rouge, Michigan, 48218.
Richter. Yes.
Richter? Okay. See, I'm trying to pronounce that
Richter,
the way I want
correct.
To. Richter. Okay. And then let's see here. Okay. And then, Fred, are you doing residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
I am. Okay. It doesn't matter. It's all the same.
Doesn't matter? Okay. Now, Fred,
it would
we're
be cool to do more commercial.
Right? Now, I'm going to send you this quick
but
text.
I, like, either way, whatever.
Okay, no worries. I just asked just to notate a couple of things. Now, I'm going to send you this quick text. I need you to go into it. You're going to save our number under your contacts under Local Splash. So this way you never, ever, ever lose our phone number. You always have it on you, okay? So let me send you this text. It's going to be our 877 number, okay? Make sure you save that in your contacts under Local Splash.
Got
okay?
it.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Now I'm going to go here.
Wait, oh, you guys sent me another one before this. Let me see.
I sent you a text right now.
Yeah, somebody sent me one from you at 6:12 saying
it was
Brett with a T.
Yeah, it was probably John. Let me fix it. Yeah, because they put
that's
your name
fine, on whatever. So the 877-635-6.
6225 extension 6225.
Yeah, so I save that.
Uh-huh. Save that number. Now, you don't have to save the extension. That's my extension. I always provide it just so that way you have it for your records. But to reach our customer service, and they'll always call you from the 877 number, our customer service department. So that's why I want you to save it. Okay?
Okay. What's your extension? I'm going to just put it in here.
My extension,
under the,
it's 623. Okay. Now, Fred, the card that we're going to be putting on file, because we're going to go over the billing right now, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's the business name. It has both of both my name on it and the business name.
How does your name read on there? Is there like a middle initial or just your first and last name?
Let me see. It's my first and last name, and then at the bottom it's Phoenix Coatings and A&D Maintenance.
And Maintenance, okay.
I think my bank did that. I don't know what my actual business license and all that says. I don't remember. I think it's and, because I don't think you can use the
ampersand
or whatever.
Yeah. And is this same billing address as your home address?
So my home address is different than what's on my business address. That's my other property. So my home address is actually in Detroit.
Okay.
For this.
Is that the billing address for this one? For this card?
Is, 1284, right? I don't know why, I just forgot our address. 1284? Yeah, I don't know. I just woke up. I've been tired. This heat's been killing me.
Oh, you poor thing. I hear you.
It's been bad. 1284 South Deacon. It's just S.Deacon, D-E-A-C-O-N.
Uh-huh.
Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
It's 48217 over here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one's 18. 48217.
Okay, perfect.
Well, the two cities that we have property in are right next to each other. And
got it.
Like the zip changes only one number, and it kind of always confuses me.
Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
It's a MasterCard.
And the card number whenever you're ready?
519-920-0129-8237. Hey, make sure there's at least $300 in a business account.
This should be, though.
I'm not going to even charge the card yet because I'll walk you through the voice verification first.
I just wanted to make sure.
What's the expiration?
330.
And the CVV code on the back?
03-718.
Okay. Now, I'm going to put a security question on your account with us, and this is how you're going to identify if it's us calling. You could choose it. It'd either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What do you
My
want
mother's
for the security
maiden
question?
Name.
And what was her maiden name?
Newstead. N-E-W-S-T-E-A-D.
Okay. Now, if you're ever unsure, if it's us calling you, always ask, what's my security question? We'll tell you Newstead, your mother's maiden name.
Right.
If someone hangs up on you,
just give away my information.
If someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling, okay? Now, what I'm going to do, Fred, is I'm going to walk you through this voice verification recording, and basically it's just going to outline our service agreement, but it is an added form of protection for you that will be sent along with your invoice. Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's anything that you don't understand, I want you to stop me so this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Phoenix Coatings and Maintenance.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Fred McClelland, owner-operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, as I mentioned to you, calls will come from our customer service number, and that's why I asked you to please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contracts, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, and that's why I provided the security question for you, okay? If at any time you're not quite sure if it's us calling, always ask, what's my security question? Now, an example, several of my clients, they get calls, right, by a company called Yelp, and basically Yelp offers advertising services, you know, to their specific directory listing. If you do receive those calls and you're interested, okay, in trying it out, let me know because I might be able to get you, like, offer you a discounted rate, okay? Now, in hiring
I've talked to them a million times.
Have you?
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. I know you're recording. Go ahead.
It's okay, hon. No worries. Yeah, if you talk to them and, let's say, you're interested and you want to hear about it, let me know. I might be able to get you a special offer, okay? Now,
I'm going to be honest. I don't like that they want to charge you to have your logo on their site every month.
Oh,
I don't like that. It's like $300 just to have your logo up.
No way.
Yeah, hard pass. Oh, wow. Anyway. $300 a month just to have your logo up.
I'm going
to
tell you, you're going to love this Google Guaranteed program, hands down. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you guys are the first ones I'm doing this with, other than what I do myself on Facebook.
Yeah. If you do anything else.
Which, if this works out, I'll end up.
And we're just saying this, like, if you ever decide to do anything else, just give us a heads up, only because we want to make sure it's not something we're already doing for you. We don't want you investing more money, okay? That's all that means, okay?
Right, sure.
Now.
Yeah, no, I'm going to run this, let it run its course and see how it goes, you know what I mean?
Perfect.
I'm not going to go crazy.
Now, as part of our verification process with the approval, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, and any other items that are recommended for the Google business verification, okay? So you will add us on as managers to your Google business profile. Don't worry about that. Our technicians can help walk you through it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we do kindly ask that these documents...
So I should tell you,
I'm sorry. I got to stop you.
I need to tell you because you said you said I'm going to need to add you guys to my Google business.
Right. As managers, just so that way we can link it to your Google business profile, to your Google guaranteed. We're not going to touch.
No. That's not why I'm asking.
That's
not why I'm asking. I paid a company to do that because I had issues getting on Google.
Yeah.
Right. So I paid they weren't a marketing company. They was just a tech company. I paid to fix my account and get it listed, but as of right now, they're still added, so I probably would need to contact them and then re-add you guys, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's not even going to be an issue. The technician, I'll let them know that you have someone managing it, because we're not going to manage it or anything. It's just, all it is so that way we could link it to the Google guaranteed profile so that those reviews will show up automatically.
I just wanted to...
I'm glad that you told me that, though.
I just wanted to be transparent. I just wanted to be transparent. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's nothing wrong with it.
I didn't know if like a deal breaker or something.
Oh, no. What they're doing won't interfere with what we're doing and vice versa. But you'll need to add us on, and the technicians, I'll make them aware that you already have a company managing it.
Yeah.
So you're going to just need guidance is all. Okay? Now.
I don't think they're managing it anymore. They just got me access.
And
they're just still on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the technician
so it shouldn't
will be able
issue.
To help.
Anyway, I'm
yeah.
sorry. Yeah.
It's okay. No worries.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't mind at all. Now, we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days, because failure to do so, to get this necessary documentation to us within the time frame, it could result in delays for you, or even the suspension of the account, of the Google guaranteed account. Okay. Do you agree to submit these
items?
I'll
just be sending them in an attachment.
Yes. There's going to be an email provided to you.
I've already gone through this.
Beautiful. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is going to be July 25th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $250. This is for the Google guaranteed application, okay? Now, you will not be charged for the leads until you are approved, and we call you to notify you of the approval. The leads, we do like to activate them within 3 days from the time that we call you, but unless you tell us activate them now or activate them next month is when they would be activated, okay? And it would be automatic payment each month, depending on how many leads you get. And the technician's going to run all of that by you, okay, how the lead process will work. So this way you know, okay, what am I paying next month, okay? Now, as I mentioned, it's a two-month verbal agreement. We ask you to stick it out 2 months. You know the approval can take 4 to 8 weeks, okay, or sooner. You may discontinue
your agreement.
So it'll
be 2 months from that point.
I'm going to say from the time you submit the application, 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen some people get approved in 3 because they're quick to send in the application.
Okay, yeah. So from that point, from the approval point, you're saying give it 2 months and see how it works.
Yeah, I would say that at least run the leads for 2 months before you say, it's not working. You know what I mean? Because you want to be able to compare 1 month to the other, and you can pause them at any time. So that's the beauty of it.
Right.
Okay. Now, You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, the number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, you just want to make sure that you're at least calling us, you know, 3 business days before the bill is due, so that way you don't get the charge incurred. Okay? There's not going to be a cancellation fee. All right? We just simply part as friends. Okay?
Right.
Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, Brett?
Yes.
Okay. Are we good to process the payment? I didn't want to do it yet until you said so.
Yeah, yes, that's fine.
Okay. So I'm just going to process the payment. Now, you're going to start receiving a series of text messages and emails from us, okay? One of them is going to be your receipt. The other one is going to be your application. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you're filling out this application, okay, I need you to fill it out exactly like if your insurance has your name with an LLC on it, make sure it shows that, okay? We just want to make sure that everything matches, okay? When it's asking you how many employees you have, when it asks how many employees do you have, it means employees that are face-to-face with you, okay, with your clients.
Right.
Who does the bidding? You do, right? You're the one that collects the money, right? So you should be the only one that they're doing the background check on, okay? They don't need to do it on your employees. Because otherwise, if your employees have something on their background, it could open up a can of worms. You know what I mean?
Right. That should really be on my end.
Yes.
That should be my responsibility to do that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Now, when it comes to – okay. So – also, once you get approved, Google's going to let us know if you qualify for what they call max bidding. Max bidding means you can choose to either pay double or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the very top. But that's once Google lets us know, okay? It won't change your minimum monthly budget, but you could say, hey, you know what? I want to pay double that costly because I want to get closer to the top. You could choose to do that, but that's upon Google's approval. Excuse me.
Right.
I'm going to put on here, let me see. Okay, so you have your Google Business profile. Yes, you have access. Okay, background check. You have a social security number, right? I'm assuming so. And you have a driver's license or an ID, like a state ID or a passport to show identification that's you.
Yep.
Now, Google uses 2 different companies. One is called Pinkerton, and one is called Evident. Mm-hmm. ID, okay? Once we know who's running your background check, okay, we're going to notify you because you need to be on the lookout. One is either going to send you telling you to put your birth date, put your social, put your name because they're identifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. The other one might ask you, send us a front and back copy of your driver's license, okay? But we'll let you know once we're aware of who is going to do it. Now, on the application, it's going to ask you for the certificate of liability insurance. It's one paper. We don't need all of them. It's just one.
Okay. Right.
And we give you an example on it.
It's called a COI.
COI. Yep, it's that one. Yeah. The Accord, they call it.
I've gone through this with construction companies.
Have you?
They need all this information. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now, hours of operation. What are your typical hours of operation? Mm-hmm. Let me see if it shows it on your Google Business profile real quick.
It's on Google. It's on Google.
Let me take a look. Monday, Monday through Sunday, 8 to 6, huh? You're a go-getter.
That's just like, that's just like if they want to call me, you know, to schedule a job or something.
Yeah,
that's
really
what that is. I mean, I will work Saturdays and Sundays.
I was going to say, your wife's probably like, you need to spend time with the family here. All right. And we're almost done, Fred. Okay. So I need you to find, there's going to be two emails, also 2 text messages. We sent it to both, but I need you to find the one that says, let me see here. There's one that says Google guaranteed campaign begins, and then there's one that says initial invoice, whichever one you find first.
Hold on.
You're saying this is an email?
In email and text message.
Thank you for choosing. We sent a copy of your invoice.
Yep, that one. So you're going to open that up. Click on that where it says click here.
Okay.
And it's going to take you to this page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, right, at the very top.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to scroll to the bottom where it shows your phone number. Make sure it's your phone number where it says mobile phone. Okay. Three boxes below it. One says that you agree to receive text messages. The other one says it's your name on the card you provided. The other one is saying that the monthly charge would be automatic, but not until your leads are activated. Okay?
Right.
Now, sign your name exactly as it reads there, and then you'll click on confirm signature. It should take you to a page that'll say username and password for you to enter that. Let me know when you're there.
Okay.
Okay. Now, your username, this is where you go in and you track your results with us. Okay? So your username.
Okay, so this is important.
That's always going to be your phone number. Always your phone number. Okay?
Oh, okay.
No dashes. And in fact, it's in the text message, the first text message I sent you. It's in that one.
Oh,
now your password,
so no dashes in the phone number?
No dashes, no one before the area code, just 313-957-9970.
Yep. Got it.
Password is all lowercase, one word. B as in boy, E as in Edward, video. B video.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then you just log in and it'll tell you, it'll say, oh, you need to connect. Don't do anything. The technician's going to be working on all that. Okay? I just wanted you to try to log in. Okay?
Sure.
Now.
Yeah. Okay. So I see it. Yep.
I would say check that within 5 to 7 days. Now, there's one more that says the Google Guaranteed campaign's getting started.
Okay.
And you'll open
that
up. Yep. It said in both text and
email.
Hold on,
what's it?
No worries.
Okay, one
It'll
second.
Say, hello,
Let
friend.
Let me back out here.
What is Google guaranteed?
So the last thing I got, it said, here are your credentials.
Not that
it
one. What was the one before that? What else was
before
after
that?
That,
thank you for choosing Splash. It was titled Google Guarantee Campaign Begins.
Yep,
was just
that
sent
one.
To you. Is it the one
yep.
before that?
It's
okay.
that one. That one that,
what about
that
it?
You're just reading. So do you open it up and do you scroll to the bottom and you see where it says getting started and application form is in like blue?
There's no link to tap.
Scroll to the bottom.
On that text.
Do you see where it says getting started? We've charged a non-refundable one application fee to your preferred payment method in our system to continue the application process for the program. Please review and complete this application form. It's not letting you open it?
One second. Let me go to my email.
Okay, go to your
local
email.
Local Splash support. Mm-hmm. It says welcome to Local Splash. Yeah, you sound bad. You need to
I know,
take
right?
some breath.
Tell me about it. Let me do this. I'm going to email it to you again.
Yeah.
So this way you see it right away because
I know
sometimes
don't know if I,
it could be a little, it's like getting buried. Let me just send it to you. This one will take, I'll do it. This will make it easier for you, hon, how I send it to you like this. Let me just put here because it's going to ask you on there. It's going to ask you, like, what's your minimum monthly budget? So I put it in the email so that way you have it right there. Okay? So I just sent you the email. How far do you want to target, or do you want to discuss that with the technician on Tuesday?
I'll talk to him because I want to go through and see what.
Yeah.
Let me go over, like, a map and see what I'd be willing. Is Nadine, right?
Yeah. That's me.
Is that you?
Yes, sir. I'm going to tell them we'll discuss NCI, client interview.
Yeah, yeah.
What time on Tuesday do you want your client
instead of
interview?
It being let's do it probably
3 hours ahead of
4-ish,
me.
Somewhere around there.
4 o'clock your time?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you're good. All right, so I'm going to put you for 4 mm-hmm. o'clock. So we're going to call you between 4 and 4:30 your time. We're going to call you from an 877 number. Again, just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. That appointment usually takes about 30
okay.
minutes. Okay. But it will be conducted
okay.
with my technician. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one to call you to introduce you to them. Otherwise, they're not going to wait for me.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to proceed without me if I'm not available to do the introduction. Okay? Let me do
okay.
this so
that's
that
fine.
Way you get the email with a calendar invite. Okay. And then if you have any questions on anything that you're not too sure on how to fill out, please reach out to me. I'm always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which is 10 to 7 your time. Okay? You can email
okay.
me, text
yeah.
me.
I think I'm
you,
good on
it. It's pretty easy. I'm not going to say that it's not. I mean, it's pretty, like, straightforward.
So I feel like to do all this and give all my business information to bigger, like, builders and, like, contractors is much harder, I'm assuming, because they make you go over every
just
little detail. So
yeah,
I'm
just
sure.
Through hoops, huh?
I'm sure this will be good.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's crazy.
It's like, man, do I need to give you my blood type, too? Right?
My firstborn child.
I was just going to say, you got to sacrifice
son.
The first kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you
what
are all
like.
Set on my end. I would
thank
like
you,
to
Nadine.
Be the first.
I appreciate it.
I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Thank you so much, Fred, for giving us the opportunity to assist you. I'm super excited for you, okay? I'm here to assist you if you have any other questions.
I hope it works out.
You're going to love it. I'm going to tell
absolutely.
You. Hands down, it's one of Google's better products. I would offer it to you before Google Ads. I'll tell you that much. Absolutely.
Really?
Google Ads, they work,
well,
but you know what?
We'll
if
see.
You want
you
something more solid, yeah, if you want something more solid, then it's going to be Google Guaranteed Leads for sure. Okay. Well, listen,
yeah.
I don't want to keep you too much longer from the family. We will talk to you on Tuesday. Okay. If you submit the application,
mm-hmm.
shoot me a quick text and say, hey, Nadine, I sent out the app. This way I can get with the team. Hey, did you guys
mm-hmm.
receive it? So that way then I'll tell you, hey, yeah, they got it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get this taken care of in the next couple of days. Next
sounds
2 days
good.
Probably for sure.
All right. You have yourself a beautiful
awesome.
Weekend.
Thank
you
so
much. Okay.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.